It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
People are really upset about me not loving Waffle House. Yeah, I'll stick to my guns here, man. Waffle House, it's not that it's not good. Again, Waffle House is not bad. I love going to Waffle House. It's an experience, for sure. But the food isn't great. It is what it is. It's like going to Denny's. It's like going to IHOP. You know what you're getting when you're going to those places. And then somebody tweeted me. Let me pull this up really quickly. Micah tweeted me, Solana, you're way off base with Waffle House and Cracker Barrel. I'll go to my grave with the Cracker Barrel take. Cracker Barrel has no flavor. It's trash. And the only reason you love going to Cracker Barrel, I'm talking to South Floridians, the only reason you love going to Cracker Barrel is because of that stupid little market inside. And they don't even sell the fruit stripe gum anymore. So there's no reason to go into that stupid little market to buy, you know, or to take your picture on the little rocking chair outside. I know what you're all doing. I know. I've got you all to a T. You all like going, we all used to go to Cracker Barrel. We'd stop up in Kissimmee to the Cracker Barrel when we were all going to Disney World or to Universal when we were younger. Yeah, right, Jimmy? I mean, I'm telling you, I'm nailing this. I know. I did the same thing.
Everything except the fact that the food is trash.
So you, oh, that's right. You like Cracker Barrel.
I love Cracker Barrel.
It's not good. And then you're playing that stupid little pyramid game. Like, oh.
I was getting left with like three pegs. You can't ever figure it out.
Yeah. What's that game called? Does anyone remember? Text it in. 305-567-0560. Cracker Barrel game. What's it called? The peg game. Peg solitaire or high Q. Yeah, you're right. There's supposed to be one missing, but there's always like four missing. There's a reason why the only place you play that game is at Cracker Barrel. Because the game sucks. If it was a good game, you would have one at your house. Every restaurant would have it.
They sell them at the shop. Sucks. They sell them at the little shop.
Nah, they don't. Oh, yeah, yeah. At the shop. Yeah. People from Miami or from South Florida, they like Cracker Barrel because it reminds them of when they were younger. It's a nostalgia thing. You used to go there when you're driving up to Orlando. Food's not good. Sorry.
They'll hit you with like an hour wait. They'll tell you like 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, you know what sounds great? No, really. You know what sounds great? I'm going to drive. I live in Kendall. I'm going to drive south to the Cracker Barrel in Florida City. or in the Keys, wherever it is. And I'm going to wait an hour and a half. And while I wait an hour and a half, I'm going to take a picture in a rocking chair.
Play some checkers.
I'm going to walk through a market that doesn't even sell the only thing I wanted to buy, which was fruit stripe gum or zebra stripe gum, whatever the hell it's called. And then I'm going to play a stupid board game that I don't even really know the rules to. And that's missing two of the pieces that are essential to playing the game. Oh, and then I'm going to get food with no seasoning that's totally bland. And I'm going to go home. It's going to be a great afternoon. Yeah.
You get home by 5 p.m.
No, you guys are onto something, really.
The pancakes are amazing there.
Somebody says, play the giant checker. Yeah, but pancakes are always good. Pancakes are always good. Tell me one spot that serves pancakes where you're not like, huh, that was good. You know how hard it is to mess up pancakes?
I don't like anyway. I don't like the Denny's pancakes that much.
Okay. It's the same pancake you're getting at IHOP.
Bisquick.
No, it's not.
It's the same. Oh, it just drives me nuts. It drives me nuts with Cracker Barrel. I mean, anytime somebody's like, let's go get breakfast at Cracker Barrel, I'm like, I'll see you in 5 hours. Have fun. You're gonna wait 2 hours to sit down. You're gonna play checkers outside, take a picture on a rocking chair.
It's a wholesome breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm with you on the Cracker Barrel, not so much on a Waffle House, man. I like me some Waffle House. Anytime, yep, but again, I don't need to be sauced to go eat at a Waffle House.
But again, I'm not hating on Waffle House. Like that. I'm not hating on Waffle House. I just don't think it's great food. Like I take it for what it is, which is I need to sober up. I'm going to Waffle House. And it always hits for sure.
I don't think they're like experience. They're not trying to have like great food. I don't think that's what they're selling. They're selling like you can come in, get your quick little breakfast.
You heard Omar.
He might be overselling it a bit. He might be
overselling. Omar's talking about it like it's a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, no, it's a niche thing. Like you go there for a reason, but it's not a bad spot. I'll take it.
All right, let's do. Actually, before we get to headlines, let's do a little cat talk here with Steven. Cat talk.
Rare.
The Panthers, they've got two games this weekend. They take on the Ottawa Senators tomorrow, 2 p.m., what could have been the Tkachuk brothers facing off against each other. And then they've got the Detroit Red Wings again on Sunday at 5:30 p.m. So we got a couple games this weekend.
Yeah, Cat Talk, by the way, is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Just a quick update, by the way, regarding these games. You're right. That's a good call by you. Would have been the two Tkachuk brothers going at it. Barkov, who missed the Panthers last game, he's day-to-day, and he's out for this entire weekend. So that's a bummer for the Cats. Tomorrow, Bob is going to start in net. That's according to Jameson Olive. Paul Maurice confirmed Bob will be in net versus Ottawa. So it is it's an uphill battle, man, if the Cats are going to want to try to win the Atlantic Division. Losing to the Toronto Maple Leafs was kind of pretty evident that it's not going to happen.
They've kind of been like dealing with the same struggles that the Heat dealt with for 10 games, like not being able to seal the deal. You play really good hockey for 40 minutes and then it falls apart in the last 20. So hopefully they can get that straightened out.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, let's do headlines here. Lee Sterling is going to join us this hour. We're going to get some picks for the NCAA tournament. Rohan Nadkarni is going to join us as well. In the next hour, we're going to talk a little NBA. I want to talk about the Heat as well. We have some sound to play for everybody. Pretty much just post-game reaction from the Heat loss last night, what everybody had to say about that final possession. So we'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour during 15 minutes of Heat. It's funny because, you know, Tyler Hero yesterday, he had a 19-point third quarter. there was this question that was submitted to Ira Winderman in the Ask Ira column in the Sun Sentinel. And it's funny how the opinion of Tyler Hero has swayed dramatically in South Florida. Listen to this. Ira, the Tyler Hero takeovers are great, but this roster puts so much stress on him to do it alone late. It's almost unfair that he doesn't have any help. We've gone from, think about where we've gone from in South Florida. We've gone from get Jimmy help because Tyler isn't good enough to now, hey, get Tyler Hero some help. Like that's what we've gone from. And that's kind of what Ira says. He says, well, there was Jimmy Butler, but he decided the rest of this Heat roster was not worth his while. So he defected to Steph Curry. And you could see how that defection hurts. And yeah, there's no doubt about it. And so Ira continues, with Tyler Hero, the lone Heat player able to consistently work his way to the line on Thursday against the Grizzlies. He writes, he attempted 7 free throws, no other player with more than 2. This team unquestionably needs another creator, something more with all due respect than Bam Adebayo's jumpers. The problem is Andrew Wiggins just might be that player, but you don't know if Andrew Wiggins can get on the court right now. Yes, Davion Mitchell has been a spark, but this has been asking a lot night in and night out from Davion. Still, Ira writes, Tyler matched Ja Morant shot for shot and then some on Thursday night, which also says plenty. And look, whether you like it or not, Tyler Hero, he's been that dude this year, man. And to think about where he's come from, which was a guy who was getting called out over the offseason by Pat Riley. Hey, you got to be more available. Last year, game 3, rolls his ankle. I think it was in Memphis, actually. And he was out pretty much most of that first half of the season. Comes back, dealt with injury again. He's been in and out of the lineup. He hasn't been able to stay healthy. And the one season he was healthy, he won the Sixth Man of the Year award. And then here he comes back this year. He's already played 73 games this season. Over his last couple games, he's been outstanding. Ira writes, he went shot for shot with Ja Morant last night. He did. The Grizzlies had the final shot of the game, unfortunately. Ja Morant took advantage of it, then called Kelleher a pigeon. But, bro, Tyler Hero last night, 19 points in the third quarter, took over the game. There was this stretch where Memphis builds an 8-point lead. I think it was 70-62, and Tyler took over. And he kept the Heat in it, despite Morant having a massive third quarter as well. And then late in the game, when you needed an answer, the Heat were down 5. Memphis kind of looks like they're about to pull away. It was Tyler Hero who ends up pulling you back, leads the charge, ties the game with the Heat down 2. Excellent execution on that baseline out-of-bounds play. He mentioned something. I saw Jeremy Taché retweet this yesterday. Remember a couple of years ago, Tyler Hero, he said something where he thinks his name, this is going back to the season that he won Sixth Man of the Year. Tyler said, I think my name belongs in the conversation with the Lucas, the Ja Morants, and the Trae Youngs. And it was somewhat of a punchline for the next couple of years. Tyler's on the trading block every offseason by this fan base, and nobody considered him in that conversation, in that light. And look, he's not Luka Doncic. He's not Ja Morant. And I would say, you know, Trae Young probably still gets the nod by most people around the league, but Tyler was an all-star this year. Trae Young wasn't. And I think he's a lot closer to being in that conversation than any of us expected him to be, even 6-7 months ago. He's not Ja Morant, but yesterday he showed you he can play with Ja Morant. He showed you he can go up against Ja Morant and not look outclassed. So for all of you out there who, you know, you have a lot of things that you feel about Tyler Hero, you feel a certain way about this roster this year, you're frustrated with the Heat, you're frustrated with the front office, I get it, but don't let that make you overlook the fact that Tyler Hero this year answered all the things everybody had questioned him about over the past couple seasons. He was available, he became an all-star, and he showed you he can be your primary scorer and be a really good one at that. And here we are, people frustrated at the end of the season saying, bro, why don't we get Tyler Hero some help? We'll talk more about it later. Let's do headlines here with Steven.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Heat, their win streak comes to a close last night with John Morant's game winner. They'll take on the Bucks tomorrow, 8 p.m. at the Kaseya Center.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a line out yet. Let me double check here. What else you got, Steven?
The Marlins, they begin a three-game series in Atlanta tonight. The last place Atlanta Braves, 0-7 start to the season. Game one, first pitch, 7:15 p.m., Max Meyer on the hill for the Marlins.
Yeah, the Marlins are plus 1.5 runs tonight. And you can get them outright to win at plus 190 on the money line.
I can't think of a better time to take them.
Well, I don't know. Like, are the Braves due here? Because they had to play the Padres, and then Shohei Ohtani just stole their hearts, or just ripped their hearts out with the walk-off home run that everybody's obsessed about. Like, are the Braves due? They're tonight, Steven, yeah, at home?
They're probably due, but like I said, if you're ever going to take the Marlins against the Braves in a game this season, it's probably this one where the Braves haven't found a way to win a single game, even though they've had leads in a decent amount of them.
Yeah, because, again, I don't know much about the Atlanta Braves, but I know they were one of the favorites to win, or the favorite to win the NL East this year. So
they had Jurickson Profar go down with the steroids to Acuna. He hasn't been able to play yet. Spencer Strider, who's their ace, he hasn't been able to throw yet. So they will be a different team come All-Star break and later on in the year, but they definitely got to start winning soon.
Let's see if there's a...
Hopefully not this weekend.
Let's see.
Marlins 4-3, though. That's a pretty decent record. I think if you ask most Marlins fans, you're 4-3 going into Atlanta after your first homestand. I'd say we'd all sign up for that.
I'm telling you, man. I don't think anybody expected the Marlins to be above 500. The Braves right now are still have the fourth best odds to win the National League, not the NL East, the National League. It's the Dodgers are insane favorites, plus 135. They're undefeated. They have the best record in baseball. They spent more money on their payroll this year than the Marlins probably have since 2003. The Philadelphia Phillies are second at plus 550. Then it's the Mets, plus 650, stinking Mets. And then it's the Atlanta Braves at plus 700.
Yeah, the Braves, they also went against the two teams that are still the only two undefeated teams in baseball. So there's something to be said about that. Like, they haven't been able to win, but the teams that they've lost against have not lost. So.
Yeah, maybe stay away from the Marlins tonight, in other words.
Yeah. Inter Miami, they keep going in MLS regular season play against Toronto FC this Sunday at 7 p.m.
Yeah, they suffered their first loss in the Javier Mascherano era the other day against LAFC. That was in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. So Inter Miami will be back in action. Toronto sucks. All right. For those of you who don't follow the MLS, but you're loosely following Messi, or you're an Inter Miami fan, Toronto sucks. So Inter Miami still has not lost a game in MLS play. It's the best start to their MLS campaign in franchise history. So hopefully they can continue that. They're atop the Eastern Conference right now.
And the final four starts tomorrow. Both games take place tomorrow on CBS. One will start at 6 p.m. That's UF and Auburn. And Duke and Houston will follow that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to Lee Sterling in the next segment about this. He's going to give us some picks, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Dolphins as well. I think he's got a play on Dolphins win-loss total coming up next season as well. You got some weather, Steven?
Yep, your weather sponsored by DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Weather outside, 82 degrees, zero chance of rain for the rest of the day. And we got 13-mile-an-hour winds.
All right, let's take a break here. Coming up on the other side, Lee Sterling is going to join us, ParamountSports.com. Lee Sterling will try to win you some money. Coming up in the next segment, it's Solana, Steven, and Jimmy taking you up until 6. Hawk and Crowder are off. They'll be back Monday. You're listening to the Hockman and Crowder Show.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
You smell that? You feel it?
What's that?
Hialeah.
Hock and Crowder.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Lee Sterling, he joins us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. There was just a commercial there playing about National Acai Bowl Day coming up. Whew, sign me up, man. Lee Sterling, he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood hotline on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. Lee, do you ever just go for an acai bowl? Are you an acai bowl kind of guy?
Almost every single Sunday at the farmer's market at Pinecrest Gardens.
Yeah.
It's the bomb. Have you been to Pinecrest Garden Farmer's Market?
I have. Okay. I have. Delicious. It's a little, you know, Lee, yep. a little pricey for me. You do a little bit better betting than I do. I should be listening to you more.
All right. Well, there's still time, you know. So
yeah, no,
still got the Final Four coming up and baseball. I mean, Marlins, even though they've been hot, they're due to go on some of these 10-15 game losing streaks. So it's still time to make money and make sure you can get an acai bowl with all the toppings through the summer.
Yeah. I hit up this place in Miami. It's on, I think it's like right off Bird Road. It's called Aguacate Garden. It's Avocado Garden. It's Aguacate okay. Sanctuary, something like that. But it's basically like this vegan place. They have food trucks, but bro, the acai bowl there, Lee, is, you know what we found out yesterday, Lee, you'll love this. You're a huge Canes fan. Jim Larrañaga joined us and he admitted on the show yesterday, Lee, that he has never in his life eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Isn't that impossible to believe?
Wow. I thought every kid growing up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s had to have either a peanut butter and jelly sandwich once a week,
right,
bologna sandwich, salami sandwich, ham sandwich.
Yeah.
And then maybe once a week, you know, you got to buy the lunch, and I was always hoping for the Sloppy Joes.
Right. And look, especially Coach L, because nowadays, Lee, you know, like parents, everybody's on this TikTok and, you know, everybody's learning about carcinogens and saturated fats, all that stuff. So I get it. Nowadays, if a kid hasn't had a PB&J because of the oils, the canola oil, whatever. But, you know, Coach L's 73, 74 years old. Like that, even when I was growing up, Lee, you go to school, you forgot your lunch, yeah, PB&J, yeah, eat it or cry. Don't have lunch for the rest of the day.
I mean, I didn't be able to afford that for my grandkids. I keep looking at my 401k today. So
yeah.
I'm going to have to win some bets today.
Yeah, well, I'll be eating PB&J sandwiches shortly, Lee. Don't worry. All right, let's do it. Let's get into the bets into our picks because we have the NCAA tournament coming up. Lee Sterling, again, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. He joins us every single Friday. Lee, let's start with the NCAA tournament. It's maybe, you know, the third or fourth biggest sports weekend of the year on the calendar with Final Four coming up tomorrow and then championship game on Monday. Who do you got?
So in the first game, Florida played Auburn earlier in the season. And in that game, they were laying – actually, they were an underdog. They're a big underdog. And they just dominated the game. They won 90-81 February 8th. I think Florida just has so many more different ways to beat you than Auburn. I think they're going to try Auburn to slow the game down a little bit. They want to push the ball inside where you saw Florida's weakness is probably their interior defense. And that's probably their best way to win this game. I think they're going to have to probably shoot close to 50%. I think they shot 41% in the first game. Florida was around 50%. But Florida cruised to victory there. And I just think they have so many weapons and inside, outside, and obviously the most clutch player in Clayton on the court for this game. So I also like a total here. I like Alex Condon over 10.5 points. He had 17 in the first game. I just don't know if they have an answer for him inside and also outside shooting threes. So I'm going to take Florida. I'm going to lay the 2.5 and take them over Auburn and Alex Condon, the over 10.5 points. That's my play there. And on the other game, I think experience matters here. And Duke has been incredible this year. Only 10 of the 38 games have been decided by 10 or less points. But experience matters. Houston was here a couple of years ago, not in the Final Four, but they were in the Final Eight, played Miami. They couldn't shoot free throws. I mean, horrendous. I mean, they did not have one of their starters shoot above 70% for the season, and it hurt them. This year they have one that shoots a starter above 70, another shoots above 80, and a third that shoots above 90% from the free throw line. I think they're going to try to slow it down. They play defense. I mean, you look at Kelvin Sampson's scheme and Houston's overall toughness and experience. It's resulted in, depending on, you know, the different rankings from one in certain categories to fifth in block rate, they just go after you. You don't see that type of relentless defense very often from college teams. And I don't think it's going to be as high scoring as people would expect. And I think by Duke not playing that tough schedule like most teams in the ACC do or Houston does in the Big 12, which is, I think, much, much tougher than the ACC, it might play a big difference here. I don't know if they're going to win the game outright, but I like Houston plus the 5 against Duke.
Wow. All right. Yeah, I think I don't think a lot of people are going to take that bet, you know, or aren't leaning that way. I like that, though, Lee, because, man, at some point, here's my lean. At some point, one of these two top dogs has to fall, right? Duke or UF?
Or you know, have that tough game. You can count on one hand the times that teams have just gone into the tournament and run off, you know, double-digit victories every single game. It's happened probably at most two or three times, and I think this is going to be that game where Duke is going to be up against it, and they're going to struggle if they want to win this game.
Yeah, and you say you like the under in that game, right? Under 137?
Probably the under. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, but I like Houston plus five a little bit better. There are actually some 5.5s out there.
All right, cool. So there you go. That's Lee Sterling's picks for the final four games tomorrow. Lee, do you have a play? I know we were talking earlier. Some of the team totals were released, win-loss totals. I see the Dolphins at 8.5 right now on the season next year. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think the line should be 7.5 or 8 tops. I mean, look at their needs. They need 1 to 2 offensive linemen starters. I mean, you can't count on guys coming back from injury and being healthy. I mean, they have a history, the Dolphins, of players, more players out, missed games than almost any other team, top five in that category. They need 1 to 2 defensive linemen, at least one starting and another backup good defensive tackle. They need a starting cornerback, starting safety. So you got like 7 starters that they need right now. And unless they can pull off a Pittsburgh Steelers type 1974 draft class when they picked Lynn Swan, Jack Lambert, John Stallworth, Mike Webster, and to round it out, Donnie Shell is a free agent. I don't see it. I don't have trust in this front office here, and they haven't been able to coach him up. And I thought losing Calais Campbell was a huge loss. So that extra couple million dollars it would have taken to secure him, I think that they're going to feel very sorry for as the season goes on. He was a leader. He played at a level no one expected, and I think he might be able to do another year for the Cardinals. So I think the Dolphins are going to be up against it. They also have a game overseas, so they only have 8 home games. I like the under 8.5. I could see him winning 6, 7, at most 8 games. I don't think they'll have a winning record this year.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with anything you said there, Lee, at all. But I know Dolphins fans are – you know, they look at that 8.5 and they say they better have more than 8.5 wins this year, because if not, a lot of people are going to be out of a job in Miami. Yep. And before I let you go, Lee, really quickly, you have a UFC play as well?
Yeah, we do. We have a fighter named Cortavius, his nickname, Are You Not Entertained, Romeus. And he's 9-3. Looks a lot. If you go to Twitter at Paramount Sports or you look him up, Cortavius Romeus, he looks a lot like Channing. I mean, the resemblance is there. And I think that when he fought his first fight a couple months ago, I just think that the moment was too big for him. And sometimes that happens. He was a 2-1 favorite, did not look good, lost a unanimous decision. He's fighting Chang Ho Lee, who's 10-1. And about all Chang Ho Lee can do is he's got a nice gas tank. He's not going to gas out. He can fight hard for 3 rounds, and when he's in a clinch, he can do some knees to the midsection. But other than that, I'm not impressed here at all. Cortavius is a plus 110 to plus 115 underdog here. So I'm going to take a live underdog, Channing's brother from another mother, Cortavius, Are You Not Entertained, Romeus, who's 9-3. I think he moves on to 10-3 and wins his first UFC fight here. So it's actually on the main card, so they must think a lot of him. He's not real tall. He's only like 5'4", fighting in bantamweight division. He's fighting a guy that's 5'8", but the reach is not much different. It's just 1 inch, and he can kick, he can strike, he could submit, and he can do ground and pound. And Chang Ho Lee, about the only way he's going to win is by a decision or if Cortavius makes a monumental error sometime during the fight. So we'll take Channing's brother here, and the nice underdog, and hopefully wins us enough money on Saturday night for a nice acai bowl on Sunday morning.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's the hair, though. It's the young Channing Crowder when he first came into the league. I think that's what it is there. Lee Sterling, again, the website is ParamountSports.com. He likes Florida laying the 2.5 over Auburn. And if you can find it, he likes the over 10.5 points, Alex Condon for the Gators. He likes Houston covering the 5 points versus Duke. I really like that. And the under in the game as well. Dolphins win-loss total for 2025 under 8.5. And even under 8, right, Lee? You said under 8 as well.
Yeah.
And he likes Cortavius Romeus over Chang Ho Lee in UFC tomorrow. Lee Sterling, appreciate you taking the time, man. Enjoy National Acai Bowl. And hopefully we're not eating PB&J sandwiches after this weekend. We'll talk next week. All right, man?
All right. Sounds good. And as long as we have a winning record, meet me at Pinecrest Gardens about 11 o'clock and I'll say bowls on me. All right?
All right. There you go. Lee Sterling. Find us out there on Sunday. Thank you, Lee. All right. That's Lee Sterling, ladies and gentlemen. ParamountSports.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Soldier Boy. That dude wasn't in the Army.
Hawk and Crowder.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.